This weekend, South Sudan marked its fifth Independence Day, but it was overshadowed by fighting that may be the start of yet another civil war. WABE's Tasneem Shama reports some Atlantans worry for their families in South Sudan.
Zainab Hassan left Sudan in 1994. She moved to Georgia a few years later with her seven children. She says she hasn't been able to get in touch with the rest of her family, all in South Sudan, and she fears for their safety.
They come to a house, they rape the women, kill the children, molest the young girls. Please, they need to leave the innocent people alone. Please, we need peace.
She's from the city of Wau and now runs a clothing business in Clarkston. She says many people are in displacement camps, but her cousin told her he would hide in the bushes to avoid the army and rebel forces fighting each other. She says people try to make it a religious or even an ethnic conflict, but in her opinion, it's just political. Tasneem Shama, WABE News.